listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. A boy who suffered severe burns in a house fire in Geraldton has died. He was one of four children who received the burns after the blaze in Mount Tarcoola last Thursday. Two others remain in a critical condition in hospital while the fourth child has been released. Police continue to investigate the cause of the blaze. Shoplifting is on the rise in Geraldton. Figures from WA Police show there were 234 offences from January to March this year, a 123% rise. It follows a decision from a recent store owner banning children from entering the store without an adult after 6 p.m. This winter, we're urged to check a silent killer isn't sitting in our gas heaters. Building and Energy's Chief Gas Inspector Adam Crowell says they need to be serviced every 2 years to prevent build-up of a toxic gas.
Faulty, poorly maintained or misused gas heaters can cause a build-up of potentially lethal carbon monoxide gas. So the message is really to get your appliances serviced by a licensed gas fitter before you start using those appliances for the winter months.
A woman from Morowa has faced court accused of stealing firearms. The 35-year-old pleaded not guilty over the alleged incident, which happened sometime in late March. She's said to appear in court again in August. A workshop in Geraldton will be held to give the community more information on the new Aboriginal Heritage Act. Get down to the Batavia Coast Conference Centre next Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Visit the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage to register your attendance. To local sport, plenty of action in Carnarvon netball tonight. Top of the table Ramblers take on the Misfits at 5:45, while the Bushchooks go up against One Mile Netty at 6:45. Get down to the Carnarvon netball courts to cheer on your team. Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.